You remember probably will we beat did me. That.
You're fast now, Pranit. That's good. What? I love it.
Hi, I'm Pranit, and welcome to my show, The Active Hour, where we discuss health and fitness, nutrition, and the blueprint to enhance your vitality. For today's episode, our guest is Christy. She's a strength and conditioning coach at Omnicut Motivational Fitness in Wichita. Way back in 2014, when I was working at NetApp at Wichita, she taught us CrossFit and strength training. She's very sweet, yet kicked our asses through her hard training regime. Please welcome Christy to the ActiveHour podcast. Hey, Christy, thank you so much for taking time and coming on to my show as a guest. How are you doing?
I'm good.
How was your week?
It's been really good. It's been cold.
Oh, nice.
Wintertime, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what motivated you to get into the traditional strength training?
Yeah, okay. So I'm Christy Blyke, and I have exercised, well, I did sports growing up, tennis and soccer from the age of like 5 all the way through high school. And
that's so cool.
Got into college and then got married and kind of fell away from exercise. And then had two of my three boys. And after my second child, I had gained quite a bit of weight and stopped exercising, wasn't eating well, just wasn't feeling great about myself, and decided to kind of get back into fitness. So I joined the YMCA and anyways, started to find a love for exercise and got into pretty good shape, and then had a third child. At that point, I felt like, you know, I really liked how I felt. I felt more energized, more positive, happy for my family and kids and my husband, and just decided that I wanted to help other people achieve that as well. So that's kind of how I got into fitness. And then I kind of steered into the path of group exercise and personal training. So, yeah. And that was, let's see, 2005, I guess, kind of when I started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
That's so cool. So what's your coaching style? Like, your group might involve some very good trained clients and some of like probably very new clients. So how do you handle them?
Yeah, so I have a wide variety of clientele. Like, at the former gyms that I've been at, I would teach group exercise classes. And so the gym I'm currently at, I do either one-on-one training sessions or sometimes I'll do group training. And I would say, as I take in new people, I try to see where their level is at. That's why I love the one-on-one sessions, because I can really focus on what they need. If I have multiple people and multiple levels, you know, I just try to encourage those that are new or a little more inexperienced to just take it slow and do what they feel comfortable with, what they can do. And then those that are a little more advanced, push them and, you know, let them kind of do what they feel comfortable doing as well, so that everybody's getting a good workout.
Right. Understood. But what's your typical style in training all of these clients?
So style, like meaning kind of what we do in a workout, or what would you...
Yeah, so basically, what are your classes based on? And what kind of splits do you usually follow?
So a lot of my clients are training like 2-3. Some I have training 4 times a week. It just depends on how often they train. So if they're with me, let's say 3 times a week, that's a nice split, because I can kind of have every other day with them and have them give a recovery rest day. So, for example, let's say I have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday client. On Mondays, we'll probably do like a push style workout, you know, working chest, shoulders, triceps, I'll have him do a little bit of leg work just because we have another day off in between. And then like on that Wednesday, we might do like a pull workout, working back, biceps. And then on Friday, like a leg style workout, making sure we hit all of the muscles there. I usually put core in every day because I think core is really important to work as well. So, and then sometimes I'll change it up and we'll just do a mixture, just depending on what level they're at with their training. I try to mix it up, make it fun and exciting so we don't get bored. And trying to be progressively either overloading as far as weight-wise, rep-wise, or set-wise. Like if we, however we can try to get a little better over time.
Okay, understood. That's so cool. And on the days that the folks are not lifting, what are they doing? Are they doing like active rest days or are they doing like cardio?
What are they on the doing? Days that they're not with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have some clients that feel like they need to be with me on their workouts, okay. Which is totally fine. Yeah. And then there's some that I have that are kind of motivated on their own, which is great too. So those that I can get to do workouts on their own. Yeah. Typically I'll try to assign like some cardio. I try to focus when I'm with them on the strength portion, but if I can get them to do cardio on their own, some core, I usually give my clients a monthly assignment. So like last month for the month of November, on the every okay. day they were supposed to do 50 push-ups on their own. So we ended up with, I think, 1500 push-ups at the end of the month, around there. And then this month we're doing like everybody has to do a plank for at least a minute every day and oh, wow. Like a side plank 30 seconds each day on each side. So yeah, I just try to give a little assignment just to kind of get them out there moving. Yeah. So
yeah, I remember you used to rip us apart back in NetHab.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this class
like,
was so much
fun. I'm the silent killer. Like, I'm always nice, but then I've also, like, I expect a lot.
Yeah.
So, but, and I think it's important to make people feel good about themselves and feel like they can do it. You know, you want to be positive as possible. So I just try to, you know, and I try to get to know all of my clients and, you know, I really invest in them as far as like physically and emotionally, because I think it's important to connect with them and know like what's going on in their lives, you know, why are they there to work out? Like what's their motivation? So we need to know that as well. And then you can really, once you connect and have trust with them, you can really feel like you can push them. So.
Very true.
Yeah.
How do you measure the progress of your clients?
So I usually keep notes. I'm kind of old school. I know my boys make fun of me. They're like, Mom, you should have an iPad. I like to write things down. So I usually keep a log for each client, like of what they've done. And so that way I can, you know like, okay, this is what we did on Monday. This is how much you lifted. And then I can decide like, on Wednesday, like, what do we need to do? I can look at prior workouts. Okay, here's what we should do. We haven't done this one. So I just like to know. And then I know how many reps, how many pounds they're lifting. So I can kind of accurately push them. So, yeah.
Gotcha. And you're kind of specialized in women. I mean, your clients who are women of age 40 plus, right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. How do you plan their exercises differently from probably a younger group?
So women over 40 or around that age, we're, you know, we need to be a little, our metabolisms are slowing down a little bit more. We need to be a little bit more mindful of our bodies as far as like joints, making sure we're stretching, staying mobile with all of our, because some of our joints yeah. and can yeah. start to not work as well, depending on how active we are. Younger population usually can handle a little bit more. Your heart rate, you really have to watch that more as you get older. So you don't want to elevate it too high. Like you can still get your heart rate up, but you want to make sure you can't necessarily get up to like, you know, 165, 170, like you could potentially for just a short while if you were like 20 or 25. So we just have to watch that and, you know, just making sure you have proper form. It's just really critical because you don't want to injure something and then feel like you can't do anything for the next 6 weeks. So you really need to listen to your body. So I just try to modify if needed, just making sure we have proper form and adjusting.
Okay.
I don't know if that answers.
No, it does.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit more about the metabolism. It kind of decreases as you grow older, right?
It does.
Why it is so important, especially for women, for them to strength train as they grow older?
So we can, and I've really learned as I've grown with training over the years as well, how important strength training is. I think I was more worried about cardio earlier on in, you know, my late 20s, early 30s. And as I've gotten older, I've realized strength training is so important. So as our metabolism slows down, you know, we're going to start putting on weight. But if we can build muscle will really help to increase that metabolism. Not only is it increasing our metabolism, but it's also helping to keep our bones strong and just help us to be able to be active. For women especially, sometimes women can be afraid. I don't want to look too bulky. You're not going to get bulky lifting weights. So I just feel like it really helps if you're lifting, just to help increase the metabolism, make the bones strong. Your appearance will look better. You'll feel younger. You'll be able to do more things. And I do think cardio is still a good thing to do, walking, jogging, but maybe just it's better to kind of focus more on the lifting and not as much on the cardio. So.
Understood. Yeah. And there are a couple of myths out there that, like, example, came across a couple of them on TikTok and then some probably on Instagram reels. Some fitness instructors, they say, like, example, hip thrusts are not good for women, or so-and-so exercise is not good for women. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Is that true? Like, is there a specific exercise that's probably not good for women?
Honestly, I can't think of any that wouldn't be good. I mean, as you get older, you may not want to lift as heavy. You might want to increase your reps, you know, versus like heavy lifting, less reps. And the hip thrust thing is a myth. I mean, really, you definitely want to work the backside of your body like that.
Exactly.
You probably want to work that twice as much as you work the front side of the body, honestly, because you're not getting the backside activated as much in your day-to-day tasks. So hip thrusts, those are a staple, in my opinion, you know, and if you can't do a hip thrust, a bridge is a good move to do as a, you know, an alternative. Working the glutes and the hamstrings, it's super critical. It's very important.
Right.
I'm just thinking pull-ups, things like that. Those are all great exercises. You can modify everything if you don't feel like you can do it, you know, without a, just to do a regular pull-up. Everything can be modified. Yeah. And I don't think there's anything that's not safe for a woman to do.
Thank you. Thank you for calling it out.
Yeah.
How can a woman in their period cycle exercise? I know they obviously get a lot of cramps. They're probably in a lot of pain.
Right.
What would you recommend? Is it better to, you know, just take complete rest during the period cycle? Or is it better to just get the blood flowing?
Yeah. Well, I think it's important, first of all, to listen to your body. So if you're really feeling tired or wiped out and you need rest, sleep, rest, all of that is so important for you. However, I do think movement during that time, you know, for women, we feel better. I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's hard to get going from doing nothing and wanting to sit around if you're having cramps or whatever. But I think moving your body, you're going to feel better. Like I might not go as hard during that time as far as my exercise level. I might back down a little bit, maybe lift a little lighter or, you know, not get my heart rate up as much as I would until I feel better.
Okay.
But I think it's good. I mean, I think you'll feel better and you'll help with that and relieve some of that muscle cramping. So, you know, as during the month, everybody has different points when they have more energy level and less. So during that time, usually you have a little less energy just due to your hormones fluctuating in your body. But I think it's a beneficial, even just walking, if you, you know, to move right. your body to some extent. Yes.
Understood. Because for me, I'm usually very sore after a long race. I have a lot of cramps in my muscles. And what I do for the next few days after the race is I usually do like a slow run or like slow bike or even sometimes walk just to get the blood flowing so that I can recover faster.
Yeah.
And obviously, I know the period cramps and the muscle pains are probably 10 times, even 100 times more, you know,
right.
painful than my cramps that I have. So just yeah. wanted to understand this logic behind it and science behind it. Will this kind of help them too?
Right. So after your races, you know, you have your lactic acid in your muscles. So right. moving your body a bit helps to kind of move that along out of there. Granted, this isn't lactic acid from the menstrual cramps, but it does help, you know, to move your body and just adjust your weights. Maybe don't lift as heavy, maybe, okay. you know, back down a little bit, but still try to do something and you're going to feel better afterwards. I promise. So,
oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
So then any recommendation on a balanced diet that kind of supports strength training for women? Both
yeah.
in the regular time and also the menstrual cycle.
Yeah. So another thing that I've kind of learned as time has gone on, how important protein is, especially for women as right. we age, like to maintain our muscle. So and I'm not a dietitian, so I can't really give exact yeah. quotes here, but in a, you know, like loosely, you should try to take in approximately gram wise about what your body weight is in protein every day. So that seems like a lot, but if you are strength training and you want to promote muscle growth and muscle maintenance, you really got to try to feed your body. So, you know, lean chicken, protein drinks, they have some good ones out there. Salmon, just try, you know, nuts, things, trying to intake as much protein as you can during the day. It helps to keep your body fueled. You feel fuller, help you maintain your weight. You know, eggs, I'm just trying to name right. off a few things I try to take in, but I feel like protein is very essential. Granted, you want to still try to have good carbs, good fats, you know, you need all of those things, but, and also drinking enough water has been really okay. important yeah. too. About half your body weight to maybe 2/3 in ounces, depending on how active you are. But yeah, water is so crucial as well to kind of make sure we're rehydrating our body and staying hydrated. So clear-headed after you've had water and easy on the alcohol. So, yeah. sorry, go ahead.
No, are there any foods that might affect your period cycle, that some foods or any food that they should stay away from in order to not have any effect on the menstrual cycle?
So like lots of salty items or real like fatty or like, you know, like French fries or things that have a lot of fat, those can affect us and not make us feel as good. And you can retain more water and you just feel bloated if you're taking in a lot of those fast food or processed items. So try to, you know, take that to a minimal or none. Yeah. You know, you do need some sodium, but you don't want to overdo. So.
Understood, yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect. How would you recommend or suggest anyone to come back to their exercise routine after their pregnancy?
So, and I've actually trained a few people that have been through their pregnancy. So
oh, cool.
Typically, yeah. yeah. And with that, you really got to watch their heart rate too. You don't want it to get too high as well. But, okay. And there's a few other things that can go along with that. But yeah, come returning after, you know, it can vary from person to person of how they feel. But if they were active through the pregnancy, they're going to feel better and feel more ready to return a little sooner. But typically they want you to wait 6 to 8 weeks before you get a okay from the doctor as far as like safely resuming their okay. activity. So yeah, So you just kind of want to make sure you get a clearance from the doctor that everything's looking good. And then you just want to take it slow. You got to just take those, be really careful with the core muscles as you're re-engaging those because they've been through a lot. So, but yeah, just trying to take it easy and, you know, resume at an easy pace. So.
Understood. That's so true. Well, this is a physical aspect. Right? How about the mental aspect? You know, after you go through so many emotions, there are chances that sometimes, that's what I read, I might be wrong, you know, don't quote me, but I've heard that you can go through the postpartum depression, the highs and lows before and after the baby birth. At that time, how can someone get back into the regular exercise and stuff like that? And how exercise and balanced nutrition can help them, you know, feel better mentally also, not just physically.
Right. So there's, yeah, the postpartum depression. So there's a lot of hormones that you've got in your body when you're pregnant and a lot of hormones that you have to kind of get rid of as well after the baby's born.
Yeah.
So your body's kind of in a storm at that point, you know, and plus if there's your first baby, you know, you're adjusting to sleep and sleep deprivation and your body looks different. And I don't know, there's a lot of things, but definitely exercise is so good for your mental health. I mean, you just feel better. You sleep better. Exactly. You know, there's a lot of positives to returning to that. But I do think it is a little discouraging when you've had a body that looks one way and then you've gone through pregnancy and you come on the other side and suddenly your body's not looking the same way it used to. But you just want to take it slow, encourage them. And, you know, I just give it some time, like patience. Nothing happens overnight.
Yeah.
But the mother and the baby are much better for the mother being able to exercise and be active. So right off, as far as, you know, as soon as she can after having her child.
Okay. That's very motivating and inspiring. In your client circle, right, out of all your clients, obviously not everyone's motivated all the time. How do you help them stay on track, especially when they're not motivated enough or they're not feeling good or they might feel a little insecure, you know, like when they see probably others are doing better than them? How do you handle them? How do you make them get back on track or, you know, make them just feel motivated and not insecure?
Well, for one of my favorite expressions is be the best, for example, Praneeth or Christy, that you can be right now. Like, don't look at, okay, so the Christy back in, you know, 2010 that could run 7-minute miles or whatever, I may not be able to do that now, but I just need to be the best I can be at this point in this level and try to just move forward. So some days are good, some days are bad. You want to be not worried about everybody else around you, but be the best that you yourself can be. So I try to just motivate that way. You know, I also have, a lot of people have Apple Watches nowadays. And so some of my clients, I like to connect with them on that. Maybe not that they necessarily like, but I can view their, let's say their steps for the day or just see what they're doing. And that has helped as well. Just kind of keep them accountable, knowing that I can, but they can see what I'm doing too. So that helps them to say, okay, well, she just completed an exercise. So maybe I should try to go do one. And I know, I mean, there's times when, you know, everybody has to make their own decisions. So that's one thing as a trainer I've learned, like, I can't control the thoughts and emotions of everyone. I can try to build them up to the best of my ability, but ultimately it's all comes down to what we decide to do with our day. So, you know, like if you are not motivated to exercise or to come to the gym at all, like I can't necessarily change that attitude, but I can encourage you. We have to kind of have that light bulb moment where we say, hey, I do want to exercise. I do want to make myself feel better. I don't want to be defined by, you know, what happened to my parents or to anybody else, you know, that I've seen around that is not taking care of their bodies. So you have to kind of own that yourself and decide. And then once they've decided that, then I can encourage them and kind of push them along. So, yeah. Right.
Very true. Because I know so many moms out there, they got to take care of the boys, they got to take care of the daughters, they got to take care of the house, cook dinner, this, that, blah, blah, blah. They want to do, they want to get into exercise, but they probably don't know how to start. So I think the best bet for them is they can just walk, right? They don't have to like go, physically go to the gym or like physically lift the weights. They can just probably walk in the house or probably in the backyard or probably just a quick walk after dinner, you know?
Yeah. Or get a jogging stroller, put the kids in the stroller. That's how I used to run back in the day when my kids were little. I'd put them in a jogging stroller. They loved it. So, so they're getting to see some exercise. They see mom exercising, you know, that's to me, it's a, I mean, if, as long as the weather's permitting and it's, I mean, if you're in a big city, it might be a different issue, but you know, if you've got sidewalks in a neighborhood, I'd say bundle them up and go for your walk or jog.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, or put a baby Bjorns. They've got those little sacks. You can put your baby on, you know, wear your baby. So put that on and go for a walk with them. So and just everybody will be happier that way. So, but yeah, I mean, I think if you, and making time for yourself is so important. So, and it's good for your kids to see that too. Take care of your body. Make yourself a priority. I know it's hard to find time, but you know, so what, one of my clients, she's got younger kids and there's days where one of them's throwing up and one of them's doing something else and she can't leave her house. And I'll say, okay, stop right there and give me 2 minutes of half jacks and then give me 20 push-ups on your knees and 20 squats right now. And she, you know, something that you can do so you feel better and you've done something for yourself today. So, yeah.
Exactly. Something's better than nothing, right? It's exactly. Just, it's like you don't have to do like a 60-minute solid workout. 10, 15 minutes is also good enough.
But yeah, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. Just keep doing what you can, even if you can't leave your house and, you know, if the kids are a lot that day. So, yeah.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit more about moms inspiring their kids. Can you tell us a little bit about how you inspired your kids? And the kind of impact that mom can make on the kids when she's into exercise and eating good food.
Yeah, I mean, I think my kids are, I think, proud of me for being a personal trainer. I know them being in fitness. But my boys have always kind of been, I've had them active, you know, from a young age. Like, so really, I mean, I kind of started, since I got into fitness in between my second and third child, they were all pretty young. So I don't know if they remember. They've seen pictures of me before I started exercising and losing weight. And they're like, is that you, Mom? Yep, it is. When I was like 40 pounds heavier. But yeah, so they don't remember that. But, you know, I've always had them out like going for a walk or a jog with me. And they've been in soccer. And I think I've had them in, I don't know, I think we tried basketball. They like football. They've done swimming. They've done all the sports. So cool. And so they've always been active in baseball. So my kids all the way through high school and even now after high school, they still are lifting weights and running. So, yeah, so I feel like it's a good example and to set for them. As far as clients go, I do have a client that has watched me run and took, we at the gym I was at prior to the one I'm at now, we had, a treadmill class where we could run. And I had like a program on the screen and it would program, it kind of connected with the treadmills. I couldn't control the speed, but I could control the incline. But she trained with me 3 days a week and then she would do my running class like 2 or 3 days a week. And so I kept saying, hey, you know, like she knew how many half marathons and 10Ks and everything that I'd run. I'm like, I think you should try it. And over time, she's finally broken down and said, okay, I will do it with you. So,
oh, that's so cool.
So we did a half marathon October of this, of 2023, this year. So a month and a half ago.
That's amazing.
And she said, at the end of the race, she said, never again. Well, guess what? A few days later, she said, I changed my mind. We're going again. So we're going to do it again in May and try to get a little faster time. But yeah, so I think just, you know, her seeing me with the running and how I feel like it's a really good way of, you know, keeping my body in good shape as well, like just keeping my weight down. You know, that's
really true.
Yeah. So she's joined in on that. But yeah, just leading by example. I think just, you know, a lot of people, they see me lifting weights or, you know, they know I work at a gym and they ask about it. They want to come in and try it. So I think it's good. So yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, so you're a mom of three, you handle four boys at home, you exercise so consistently, you eat so clean, you train so many clients, you're one of the best coaches I've ever worked with.
Aw, thanks. That's great to hear.
And you did so many half marathons. So what are your next goals from here?
Well, I'd say my main goal is just to, number one, keep moving. Like, I love to see people that are, we've got a wide variety of ages of clients in our gym. And I love to see there's people that are, you know, 75 and I'll see there's an older man that's on the treadmill. He's going so slow, but he's still running. And I think, you know what? I hope that I can keep my body in condition enough that I can still be walking and jogging, lifting weights, even when I'm 75, 85, you know, I want to stay the course. So, I'd say number one goal would be that. And number two, just to keep inspiring others, you know, and keep my positivity. Like, I want to keep motivating people and, you know, just keep making connections and changing lives. So, yeah.
Well, that's so inspiring. I hope you continue to inspire everyone around you. I hope you continue to inspire all your clients. And next time when I get a chance to come to Wichita, I hope I get a chance to go on a run with you.
Yeah, that'd be great. You remember probably will we beat did me. That. You're fast now, Praneeth. That's good. Well, I love
remember it. Remember that one class that we did with David, Josh, you and I?
Yeah.
After like the class, you just said, okay, let's go out for a run. And that was so much fun.
We went and did we do like, I know we would do the timed miles. We would do like the quarter mile time. Like we had, remember our list on the board and everybody had, they were trying to beat the mile. They were trying to beat the quarter mile and trying to, then you guys being, you know, the engineers that you are, like you would come in with a calculation of how fast you had to run and get the treadmill up to speed in order to beat that. But, and then we would do the outside mile too, which was great. Yeah. Praneeth. Hey, what did we inspire you though? So now look at you.
I know. Thank you.
So it's not so bad, is it?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that, I know, it's so much fun. So, well, yeah, thank you so much for taking time and coming onto my show.
Of course. Yeah, it was great. Thank you, Praneeth.
Thank you so much and have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
You too.
Thank you so much for taking time and listening to this episode. And I hope you liked it. If you did, please leave a review from where you're streaming from. Share my show with your friends. And I hope I was able to entertain you. Thank you for tuning in to the Active Hour podcast. And until next time, be ambitious, exercise every single day, eat nutrient-dense foods, and stay active.